W252 DR Oshkosh and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Crews are on their way to recover an unknown object that was shot down over Alaska Friday. It's the second object shot down over U.S. airspace in the last week. Time is running out for crews to find any remaining survivors from the earthquake in Turkey and Syria. ABC News World News Tonight anchor David Muir is in Turkey.
We're here in Adana. They went through that, pulled out more than 60 bodies, we're now told, where they expect to find even more people. This is overwhelming here throughout the earthquake zone. The humanitarian crisis is growing. There are calls for help, which is why it's so important that the world pay attention to what's played out here.
The death toll now over 23,000. We're learning more about one of the former Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyre Nichols. Demetrius Haley was accused in 2015 of beating an inmate in a county prison so severely, fellow inmates wrote a letter of concern to prison officials. Johns Hopkins University says it'll wind down its COVID data tracker next month. This is ABC News. The top executives from a number of Republican and Democratic states being welcomed at the White House by President Biden.
President Biden met with the bipartisan group of governors at the White House. He commended them for working together and says Congress needs to do the same when it comes to raising the debt ceiling.
I believe we can be fiscally responsible without threatening our country or dealing with any chaos.
Republican Governor Spencer Cox from Utah and also the vice chair of the National Governors Association called the meeting with the president productive.
We talked about the fentanyl crisis, the immigration crisis at the border, and the energy crisis.
He also urged lawmakers to reach across the aisle to find solutions to these problems. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Oregon's Department of Justice now looking into allegations that senior members of the state's liquor authority were allegedly diverting away rare bottles of bourbon for their own personal use. An internal investigation by the liquor authority found officials paid for the bottles, but used their connections at the commission to obtain them. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Thursdays at 11:30, we are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's in mind of Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really missed you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's in mind of Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey. Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, the happy hour. Dom, we made it all the way to the weekend, buddy.
Good job, Crudy. Good to be with you, man.
That is, you know, each and every week, if I make it all the way to the weekend, I like to celebrate on Friday night.
Hell, with I you. Start Thursday, because I can make it through a Friday, man. Party starts Thursday.
Well, okay, but we're here on Friday, so can we celebrate today as well?
Sure, of course.
Sort of make it a two-day affair. 844-967-2789. Airing of the grievances. Welcome. Hell, it's encouraged. Lightly screened by Ebone, if he's paying attention. But he's paying attention. I'm teasing. Here is my grievance, Dom. These freaking spy balloons, man. They're everywhere. The headline? Breaking headline. Fighter jet shoots down object over U.S. waters. This apparently another spy balloon, Tom, over Alaska. The object, which was about the size of a small car, and I read that, a small car, like we measure things and, you know, is that like a small midsize or like a smart car? Because a smart
right,
car?
We're renting a car. Is that the small car?
You know,
because, yes, it's a small car, man.
A small car.
Less than 6,000 pounds.
Smaller than a Pinto.
Yeah.
The object, which was about the size of a small car, was flying at an altitude of 40,000 feet over Alaska.
Oof. Too close for comfort, man.
What did Sarah Palin used to say? When those fighter jets, well, she didn't speak Western, but she said something. And when those fighter jets come ducking in over Alaska, that's pooty poot. And I could see him from my house. Do you think Sarah Palin spotted this balloon from her house? Do you think she was trying to shoot it down, Dom?
It's entirely possible.
I know over on Fox News they're going to lose their mind about this, Dom. Joe probably should have known about this and shot it down before it even took off the ground.
Washington Post reporting on this as well. Apparently, President Biden directed this strike. Pardon me. The Pentagon recommended downing the object because it was soaring at about 40,000 feet, potentially threatening civilian air traffic. It was taken down over frozen territorial waters off the coast of northeastern Alaska, north of the Arctic Circle. We're still trying to learn more from it, Kirby said. I want to stress again, we don't know what the entity, entity owns this object. There's no indication it's from a nation or an institution or an individual. Whether the object was capable of surveillance, Kirby said the United States has not ruled anything in or out. Biden was first notified of the object on Thursday night after fighter aircraft were dispatched to observe it more closely. Its speed and small size, coupled with the nighttime darkness, left military commanders with few easy options upon initial intercept. Fighter aircraft were dispatched again on Friday when it was determined the craft did not have a pilot on board. They worked really hard to try to get as much information as they could about this object, Kirby said. It was difficult for the pilots to glean a whole lot of information. Shoot down carried out by a pair of F-22 Raptors launched from Anchorage.
Do you think the pilot's call sign was Maverick?
Maverick. Goose. So another one shot down. Kirby, final thought here. We are going to remain vigilant about the skies over the United States. As I said earlier, the president takes his obligations to protect our national security interest and those of us in the safety and security of the American people is paramount. And he's always going to decide and act in a way that is commensurate with that duty.
You said duty.
So another object shot down. Number one, I did see some reporting about some previous, you don't call them UFOs anymore. They're unidentified aerial phenomena. So totally different.
I mean, I'm calling them Chinese spy balloons.
That was so, back in the day, but now it's, all official. It's unidentified aerial phenomena. That maybe they have, in the past, one of these balloons, or more than one, were misidentified as this unidentified aerial phenomena. Now, this thing shot down the size of a car. We'll have to wait and see. But a couple of thoughts. Number one, if this is from China again, after the first four, who knows how many they're letting up and out there, right? We don't know over the course of how many years this has been going on. So what happens to the relationship? I did see some headlines about, the calls, the direct line between U.S. and China is going unanswered. It's just ringing.
Man, you're acting like we just caught China cheating on us on the Ring doorbell or something. China's been getting away with it up until now, but now that we know that China's cheating on us, now we're quite hurt about it. Well, come on, man. As Joe Biden would say, come on, man. How much effort, thought, energy am I supposed to put into spy balloons? My understanding is we do know they were spy balloons. We know that they were trying to track communications. But,
spy balloons, spy planes, spy satellites. I mean, yes, the nations use spying techniques on their friends and adversaries alike.
If I learned nothing else from the Trump administration, encryption apps.
Yeah.
Encryption
apps. WhatsApp?
That's not the one I use, but...
Oh, that's not the one?
844-967-2789. I would tell you which encryption app I was on, but you don't need to know. I'm not sending you those messages.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Let's go to Jim from Whitefish Bay, right down the road from Dom.
Hey, Jim. How you doing, man?
Hey, from the neighborhood, and I'm looking out over the east, over Lake Michigan. I don't see anything yet, so... I'll report back later.
You stay vigilant, Jim. If you see those balloons, you call us right back, man.
I mean, it's a clear, beautiful sky.
Yes, it is.
Hey, I just want to be another cheerleader for civic media and state expansion. I just think that's such a wonderful thing, man. It's just so many progressives hiding out in the woods. And, there's that old business adage, don't complain, just do something. And you guys are doing it. And it's the voice of reason going out over the airwaves. Thanks a lot.
Well, I appreciate you call us the voice of reason. I like to think of us as the devil's advocates. So maybe one voice of reason and Dom.
Depends on the day. Hey, Jim, thanks for calling, man. I certainly appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Let's keep going. Dick from Madison, you are next. Welcome, Dick. What do you got?
Hello, Dick.
Hi, guys. CJ. You know, this nonsense that he spews all the time. George W. Bush in 08 runs the country into the totally into the ditch. And then Obama has to clean up everything. But Trump, 25% of the debt in 4 years, you did this? And this clown sits there and talks about they are the fiscal conservatives. I just don't. Where does this happen that somebody could be so misled?
But Dick, let's not heap it all upon the direct actions of the Trump administration. A little bit of credit I will give them in this regard. During the pandemic, the rapidness with which they moved money out into small businesses with the PPP loans. Now, obviously, a lot of corruption happened.
A lot of fraud, sure.
But I don't think the fraud was being perpetrated on the government level. I think it was being perpetrated by individual bad actors, many of whom are being caught and prosecuted.
Like Robin Voss, you mean?
Well, I'm not alleging there was anything wrong with the loan. Understand, the first round of PPP, you really didn't have to prove you needed it. Just, you know,
true.
Man, the world's coming apart.
I get that.
They were just trying to keep people on
goodness.
Payrolls. But that helped balloon that debt. A pandemic helped balloon that debt. We kept our economy from crashing. And some of that help happened under Trump. There were bipartisan plans. And then it was the Democrats that picked up that mantle when Joe Biden moved into office without the support of Republicans. But it racked up a lot of debt, dude. We shut down our whole economy.
Well, but on the other side, guys, had we not done that at all, we would have went into a total free fall collapse, in my opinion.
I don't disagree with you, Dick. Just like I wasn't.
Well, there you go.
I wasn't
so
pissed
what were you
gonna in 07, 08 when
and
we
watch it collapse.
No, I'm not suggesting we should have. I actually, if you heard me, Dick, I was commending the Trump administration in that regard for starting the ball rolling on some of the small business relief. But I didn't take any great issue under Obama when we propped up General Motors. I did take some issue when we propped up the mortgage industry, the mortgage-backed securities, the Lehman Brothers. When that happened, they jammed billions and billions of dollars. The U.S. government forced some lenders to take liquidity, take money. We are giving you money. What? Yeah, take money. Well, of course, what do? You take money. And we haven't quite unwound from some of those policies yet.
No, when we were talking about the socialist conversation that the Republicans were discussing in their House committees last week, I brought up some of that debt still outstanding from those banks that still owe the American people, the government, billions and billions of dollars. And yet, and again, going to this very issue, I mean, this, yes, it did add to the deficit, no doubt. And did it save the economy? Yeah, probably. But that's the reaction of socialism, isn't it? That's the government printing dollars to do that. It's exactly what they claim they're against. But under their administration, they engaged in that process, rightfully so, and ballooned the debt. You know, how are you going to avoid that? But now not taking any responsibility whatsoever for any of that, just moving along? Come on.
Don't worry, Dom. We'll make it all up on Foxconn. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. Happy Friday to us all.
What is the deal with the smart car? Those things are tiny.
I'm so smart. E equals MC squared. I drive a smart car. That's not smart in my book.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
The Devil's Advocates,
Jake from Milwaukee, you get the last word this hour.
Okay, well, Trump is totally innocent. But it's obvious that George Soros, Nancy Pelosi, BLM, with Antifa, and then Hillary's emails, what, Hunter Biden's laptop, gas, high, Afghanistan, cut and run. I rest my case, Truth.
What about Benghazi, Jake? You forgot Benghazi.
I'm sorry. And Benghazi, I rest my case.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows dip down to around 17 overnight. Under clear skies, winds out of the southwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunny skies and calm again tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 42. Lows dip down to about 24. Tomorrow night, clear skies. Partly cloudy Sunday. Decreasing clouds by Monday. Highs in the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 18.
The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open, going there next at 844-967-2789. Let's get to Portland, Oregon. PT, you are up. Welcome, sir. What do you got for us?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey, man. Good.
Hey, good, good. So I have a grievance of confusion, I guess. With Darrow and Kelly, it sounds like, Crute, you think Kelly is the worst candidate.
Yes.
Is that right?
Let me not confuse you. I think Dan Kelly is a horrible candidate, and therefore I support him to be the conservative's choice on February 21st. Why do I think he sucks, PT? Because he was already, even with the incumbency of a Scott Walker appointment, and getting on the court prior. I mean, they had a four-year warm-up. Incumbents always win, unless they're contemptuous bastards like Dan Kelly. Guy got smoked in a spring election by 163,000 votes. Hagedorn won his seat by 5,600.
But you saw the Apple on... So you're basing it on history. But
I've
you
met
see the
man.
On Darrow?
I've met the man, PT. I've met the man.
Yeah, yeah.
To know right. him is well, to find him contemptuous and not want to vote for the guy.
So I have a little saying for you. You can take PT out of Wisconsin, but you can't take Devil Radio out of PT.
Because nice.
I am tuned into dialing up your radio station around, I think, 2 o'clock. Is that? Yeah, 2 o'clock here.
Pacific time. Yeah, yeah baby. So, 2 o'clock Pacific.
Yeah, yeah.
Leftist coast.
And your app is working swell. Really, really nice. It used to be you have a few kinks in it. No more. It's beautiful. So I really enjoy that. Anyways, have a good weekend, guys. All right.
Thanks, PG. Appreciate you too, man.
The kind words. Now we save all the kinky for the host. And I love when people listen to us on the Civic Media app, Dom, because I can kind of sort of keep tabs on them. I am keeping tabs on our audience.
Kind of
right
creepy, man.
Sort of reverse stalkerish, not like specifically. But when you got a guy like PT listening in Portland, right? There's a dot on Portland right now. I can look. So first and foremost, shout out to Victoria, Australia.
All right.
Our most distant listener. Someone's been listening for like 90 minutes or more. Great radio. They've enjoyed. And then I saw someone in Wisconsin. I'm like, I'm unfamiliar with that part of Wisconsin. We're from Wisconsin. We originate here. And I don't know every small town. But I start dialing in on this little dot. And I see Red Granite. And I keep dialing in and I'm a little concerned, and I'd like to shout out to whoever's listening to us in the bottom of the red granite quarry off Highway 21. I feel like we should send help. Like someone was like out for a jog or, you know, more likely with our audience, you know, maybe walking the dog or something. Dog starts chasing a rabbit. Next thing you know, one of our fans is in the bottom of the red granite quarry right now, Dom. If that is you and you're doing okay, please call us. Otherwise, local authorities in the Red Granite, Wisconsin area, check on our friend at the quarry. The rest of you, 844-967-2789. We got friends everywhere, Dom. Like to think.
All over the place.
Let's go back to the phones. Why does CJ keep calling us then? I just stumped CJ. Cleared off the line. The guy's wasted my phone lines. Let's go to Terry from Columbia Heights, Minnesota, perhaps listening on 950 AM, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, KTNF.
Hey, Terry.
Hi there, Don. And I want to tell you something. I listen to you guys religiously every day. This is the one show that I have to listen to every day. And I just got one question to ask. Could you tell me, is CJ's initials, do they stand for cranky jerk?
It's Clay something, but yeah, it could be.
We could come up with all sorts of things that stands for Terry. Some of them may not be appropriate for the airwaves.
It's like he gets himself worked up into a lather for radio's sake, you know, because you meet the guy and he's not so bad.
Well, every time I listen to him, and, you know, if he had an argument that was intelligent, it'd be something, but every time I listen to him, he just, I mean, there's just nothing there.
Terry,
you guys shoot him down every time.
Well, Terry, he might be getting paid by, like, the local Republican Party. So, like, he comes and he stirs up our conversation, pulls us away from something more important. And then every time the next caller says CJ, I think he gets, like, a quarter in his tip. Well,
you know, that makes a lot of sense. So, see, that's why I listen to you guys. You can clear things up for me right away, see?
Well, whatever his motive, Terry, it's pretty low rent.
Well, you guys do a fantastic job, and like I said, I have to listen to you every day.
Well, Terry, you got excellent taste, apparently.
Thanks, Terry,
every day. That's all we ask. You know, we used to ask about 30% more, but now we just ask 2 hours every day, Monday through Friday.
Yes, we give everybody a break. All you got to do is 2 hours.
If you're not getting all of us in your local market, well, there's a Civic Media app. And we got this new Madison Mad Radio brand. I recommend you listen to us here. That's what all the cool kids are doing. That's the very first one. But you can listen to us all across the network because, Dom, I don't know if we're worldwide, but that dude in Australia thinks we're cool. And so does, I hope, a fine fan in the bottom of the...
Oh, man. So the app, granite. Though. So you can get on the app and you can pick, like, which station you want to stream some.
Oh, absolutely.
So, okay, so if you're, like, WAUK in Waukesha here, you could just click on that, and then that would gauge... That'd be that channel. Because there's different programming at different times on different stations,
yeah,
right?
We've got a lot of programming in common, but there are a lot of differentiated programs, and we try to bring local content in each market. And don't forget, tomorrow, man, we got the Cripes Cast rolling out at noon all across the network. And also, first time, if you didn't hear, the Gravedigger with our friend Earl Ingram. I got to see a little of it live when they were taping it. It's going to play out tomorrow, 1 o'clock, across the Civic Media Network. That and the Raised in the Wisco, those three shows, all worth a listen. Start at 11, then 12, then 1, and then Devil's Advocates again on Monday. 4 to 6, that's all we ask. 2 hours each day.
You're listening to a Civic Media radio station. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Crews are on their way to recover an unknown object that was shot down over Alaska Friday. It's the second object shot down over U.S. airspace in the last week. Time is running out for crews to find any remaining survivors from the earthquake in Turkey and Syria. ABC News World News Tonight anchor David Muir is in Turkey.
We're here in Adana. They went through that, pulled out more than 60 bodies, we're now told, where they expect to find even more people.
This is overwhelming here throughout the earthquake zone. The humanitarian crisis is growing. There are calls for help, which is why it's so important that the world pay attention to what's played out here.
The death toll now over 23,000. We're learning more about one of the former Memphis police officers charged in the death of Tyre Nichols. Demetrius Haley was accused in 2015 of beating an inmate in a county prison so severely, fellow inmates wrote a letter of concern to prison officials. Johns Hopkins University says it'll wind down its COVID data tracker next month. This is ABC News.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown. Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Ty Christian from Lords of the Trident. Can you say Max Inc. Radio rocks, Jimmy K is awesome in Japanese?
Sure. Let's see. How do I say rocks? Let me see. Sugoi! Max Inc. Radio. Sugoi datta omoimasu. I just said you're great, you know.
Thank you. You're great too.
Original local music from Wisconsin. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight. We are local music.
Hump Day equals Hump Day. Greg Bach Day.
It is. Put that on your tombstone.
Oh, yeah.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
Yes, you've just convinced me towards a burial service now. That's it.
Wait, was it cremation before? Was that your go-to?
Viking funeral?
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Always on the Civic Media app.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
The Devil's Advocates, rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the Friday Happier Happy Hour, rolling through it, taking your Friday grievances right up in here at 844-967-2789. Dom, I got new headlines, but I'm going to jump David from Atlanta ahead in the line. I tell you, man, they're listening worldwide. Welcome, David.
Hey,
what
David.
Do you got for us?
Hey, Gertie. Hey, Don. I just called to, you mentioned that you could see that there was people out here with me. Well, I'm actually in Woodstock, Georgia. I'm not in what's-her-name's district.
Good for you.
She's close, though. I think she started in Marietta, and she got kind of booted out with something I was listening to the other day. But she's like near Rome, Georgia. But yeah, no. But I mean, we had the Herschel thing. So I started listening to you guys with WCPT, and then you did this app thing. So yeah, it's groovy. I enjoy the program almost every day.
Dude, I can see you. I see you, man. Not only can I hear you, David, I can, like, see a blue dot on the map kind of outside Atlanta there.
Well, I'm in a park. I walk here every afternoon. It's beautiful.
You're not the guy in the bottom of the quarry in Red Granite, are you?
No.
I've seen some of those quarries around here. They're too much. But, yeah, I'm from Detroit, but I've lived down here for 30 years.
I won't hold
right
the
on, David.
I won't hold the Detroit part against you, David.
Oh, man, you're my best friend now, David, from Motown. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Hey, David, what the hell's going on in Georgia, dude? Part. I mean, how does Marjorie Taylor Greene, that split up down there? Is it, how does she get elected again?
Yeah, no, it's really bad. Like, where I live, it's north of Atlanta. It's close to Kennesaw, Marietta. Very white, totally, yeah, all Republicans driving these great big, huge, gigantic pickup trucks, you know, four-wheel drive. And, you see a lot of the idiotic flags. And it's bad around here. You just kind of got to – I mean, there was a guy at the Kroger the other day. He had a, F. Biden hat, and he wanted reparations from everybody that – something about Biden on his T-shirt. But, the hat at the Kroger, I said to my wife, I shouldn't have said something to him. Hey, nice hat. I liked his hat just to hear what he had to say. But it's really bad, you just got to lay low and keep your mouth shut. The vast majority of people are Republican.
David.
I mean, most of my neighbors. Go ahead.
Well, I prefer to hear more about your Republican neighbors, but I just wanted to mention.
Yeah.
I know that you're on the north side of Central Park, but I actually prefer Renaissance Park there, just down Linden, and then you take the left.
Weird.
That is a little creepy, sort of NSA like, isn't it, David?
Oh, you can see exactly where I am.
I can, yes, sir. Well, now that you told me you're at the park, I zoomed in on the park and I can see you. You're right off Linden Avenue there, sir.
No, it's Town Lake Parkway. You must be over on the other side. Town Lake Park, this is a beautiful development, golf courses, nice homes. I've lived here for, I built my house, I've lived here for a long time. It's a beautiful area. My wife's a teacher. She can walk to school. It's nice. Living in Georgia is nice, except for, all the loonies. But, little by little, we're seeing, we got our friend, Warnock,
yeah, man, you guys have really stepped up, and I look forward to more of Georgia stepping up. Fani Willis, man, district attorney.
Are you in Fulton County, David?
Fulton County. I mean, what are your thoughts there, man? What are people saying?
I don't really, talk to many people, but I try not to bring it up amongst people because I'm an independent contractor, and I can't be, getting involved. Because occasionally I do slip and say something, and I open up a can of worms. I'm like, oh damn, so I got to back off, and pretend like, it's not that bad. Yeah. Right. I go out and puke, but it's like, it's crazy. I mean, I have very intelligent, very wealthy people that, that vote for, well, obviously Kemp, because these people are like, what is that one general, what's the thing, one heartbeat away, not heartbeat. You know what I'm saying? There's a phrase. I can't think of it. I'm lost.
David, let me ask you one quick question. Do you perceive yourself to be really good at what you do?
Yeah.
Then let your freak flag fly, baby man. Let the chips fall. If you're good at what you do professionally, you shouldn't have to worry about your personal ideology. And I know that's a thing.
Yeah, well, no, I'm not going
to. I used to work in mortgage banking with a bunch of Republicans, dude, and I was the only blue guy in the office, and I never forgot who I was. You got to be proud of being the only sane one on the block.
Yeah, well, actually, there's a law firm, and somehow they caught wind, and they're like, they were talking about, they start talking about guns and stuff like that, and they knew, obviously my political leanings, and like every time I showed up at this law firm, they'd be, oh yeah, they'd bring something up, and it's indefensible, and it's insulting to somebody that actually, thinks about stuff, me.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
you know, I mean,
see, David, I didn't factor in that you might actually want to have gainful employment in the future. In the prior advice I gave you, sir.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so it's crazy, but I mean, it's all good. I mean, I think little by little, you know, because they're so outrageous on the other side, people are like, these guys are ridiculous. I mean, like, what did you see just yesterday, whatever, with Boebert and, you know, yelling at the Twitter people? She sounded like a high school kid.
Yeah. You know, Larry the Cable Guy said she sounded like a crazy ex-girlfriend heckling, like the comedian on stage. But like the ex-girlfriend's there. And David, thank you so much for listening to the what some describe as the greatest radio show ever. Tell your friends around the Atlanta area. And then you got some cover. Then I don't know which dot is you. You know, don't keep us a secret. Tell people.
Tell your Republican friends, man. We'll take all callers. We'll convert them. We'll help you, David.
We got people listening down in like Gainesville, Florida, all across the Texas. You know, it's wonderful to see all the little dots. We're growing down. We're like a fungus growing across the nation.
That's one way to
We're
look at it.
We're spreading.
Pardon me.
Well, I'd like to think good ideas spread.
Well, I mean, sure, the truth helps. Some fun conversation, a little banter here and there. I think that certainly helps. But you know, you got to be of the mindset to want to hear something different. I mean, if you're in your silo and you're the Fox Newsy and you know you got your money, you got your place, and you got your pad, and you're comfortable and you don't think about, you know, other people, other things, you know, the empathy maybe isn't there or the experience isn't necessarily there, you know, you're maybe apt to stay in those lanes. But, you know, sometimes life gives you a jerk and it pulls you off your lane and it forces you to see other things. And I think that's a nice thing about it. I mean, if you think you got it all figured out, what's life worth living? You keep on rolling, man. You got to learn new things, experience new things. Travel a bit, man. You start seeing different cultures. Read. You know, what is it? Reading and traveling. It'll cure the racism, right? It'll cure those things. But if you never leave the three-county area and you're married to your second cousin, it's going to be a little tough, I think.
I got family down in Thomasville, Georgia. That's down on the state line, kind of across the border from Gainesville, Panhandle area. Georgia, I'm sure it's lovely. Never been. Well, I've been there.
I used to drive through all the time. You know, had a couple of flights in Atlanta, layovers. When the kids were younger, we used to go to Florida for the spring break. And one time we got stranded with a plane thing. So like, hell with this. And you get little kids in the airport. You know, it was just terrible. So we're like, you know what, next year we're driving. So for years, we would just drive down to Florida. I did it as a kid. I'm a road warrior, so it's not a terrible thing for me. But I always remember like driving, I think it was from Georgia going south on like 75, getting into Florida. And you see this, pardon me, you see this big ass Confederate flag. And it was just, I mean, huge, like you know, the one they got up here at the insurance company up in Sheboygan, you know, a big, big Confederate flag.
In Sheboygan?
Just, no, down in
I get
in,
it. I get
in
it.
Florida,
I tease.
Northern Florida. And so, you know, that's, you know, obviously very prevalent down there. So, you know, I did see, to bring that up, the guy who, the insurrectionist who walked through the Capitol with the with the Confederate flag got sentenced to what, 3 years?
3 years,
I believe it was.
Baby.
Yeah, 3 years. Now that guy actually took that Confederate flag and apparently, according to the prosecution, was like jabbing the cops with the pole as a weapon with the Confederate flag. Apparently, he didn't consider you know, the negative racism connotation that came along with carrying the Confederate flag. I guess he just thought it was like the General Lee, and he was just a rebel.
States' rights guy.
Yeah.
Many good people on both sides.
Not so much.
Speaking of the former president, Dom, of course, you know, this is the big Super Bowl weekend. Maybe it's why I'm feeling a little less political, a little more lighthearted. Although I might be traveling this weekend. We'll see. A little work travel, perhaps. But you know who's doing a little Friday afternoon quarterbacking? Why, it's former President Donald Trump.
Oh, no.
And he's not attacking the teams about to contest on the field. He's not attacking the Eagles or the Chiefs. he's going after Rihanna, probably because she's black.
Right, and female. Uh-huh.
So, you know, two of his favorite things, black female. Here is the headline at The Hill. This one merited coverage at TheHill.com. Trump attacks Rihanna ahead of the Super Bowl. Without her stylist, she'd be nothing. Now, more ironic words have never been spoken. This guy, have you looked in the mirror, sir? We talk about the fact he projects, but Rihanna's got real talent. She's got Grammys. Rihanna can sing her ass off. You, President Trump, just have a really bad...
No, remember as towards the end of the 2020 election when he was starting to freak out on stage and he started doing his little dances? You remember that weird Trump dance thing?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So strange.
Well, it's very similar to every white stepdad you ever saw chaperoning the middle school dance, Dom.
Daddy-daughter dance.
Trump's post, apparently Trump posting against Rihanna, you know. Trump's post came in response to a post on social media from Rep. Ronnie Jackson. Well, how the hell did that guy go from being the White House physician to President Barack Obama to declaring, didn't he declare Trump like fittest president ever?
Of all time. Was that him? I don't remember now.
He might have fallen after, you know, but I mean, I thought they called him like Dr. Feelgood at the White House, Dom. And then he got elected as a Republican rep from Texas. But if you're comparing the health profiles of Barack Obama, who I understand, Dom, occasionally sneaks a cigarette, and Donald Trump, come on, man. Come on. Anyways, Rihanna and Trump have clashed before. She won a legal victory over Trump in 18 when her performing rights company, Broadcast Music Incorporated, informed the then president he could no longer use her music at his rallies. So he was just, what, appropriating her music. And she wanted to, well, she just said stop, cease and desist. After a Washington Post reporter tweeted that her music was blaring at a rally in Tallahassee, Rihanna responded, not for much longer. Me nor my people would ever be at or around one of those tragic rallies. Wish we could say the same, Dom.
I know you keep dragging me to them. A crudy little flashback. Dr. Ronnie Jackson, the presidential physician, gushed about Trump's health during a briefing at the White House, touting the president's good genes, how he did exceedingly well on his cognitive test, and his excellent cardiac health.
Man, woman, camera,
television,
devil's advocates. Come back with us. Last segment for your grievances. Dial them up. 844-96-PARTY.
Like you'll go person, woman, man, camera.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on Oshkosh Air Support WISS and the Talk of Green Bay WGBW.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Veterans, whatever you're going through, don't wait. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach.
That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Lows level off around 17 overnight under clear skies, southwesterly winds, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 42 tomorrow. Bright sunshine, clear skies and quiet again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 24. Partly cloudy skies Sunday, decreasing clouds by Monday. Highs in the low 40s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM WISS. Right now, 18.
From the streets of the world,
the Devil's Advocates, political commentary from the back of the class.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show, the last segment of this gorgeous Friday. You can be a part, 844-967-2789.
Thomas, I'm checking up on our audience listening to us on the Civic Media app. Geez. You know, like a stalky neighbor. Asked you out once, you said no, and he kept peering through his windows every time you left the house. I'm that guy right now, Dom. I got to tell you, I'm concerned about it, another one of our audience members. So I'm seeing another dot in Wisconsin, unfamiliar place. I'm like, what's up there? Oxford, Wisconsin. Seems quite nice. Wisconsin Highway 82 runs through it, kind of going east-west. And there's a little round lake called Oxford Lake. And about 40 feet, maybe 100 feet from shore, I'm not sure how big Oxford Lake is, there's a dot that would seem to indicate somebody's listening to us in Oxford Lake.
Well, maybe they're doing a little ice fishing, man.
Maybe somebody lost their cell phone down a walleye hole. If you are out ice fishing on Oxford Lake, either call us or text us, please, at 844-967-2789. Make sure you assure our audience you're on the correct side of the ice. I'm a little worried, man. We got a guy in the quarry and red granite and somebody in the lake in Oxford.
We just have very adventuresome listeners, man.
They take that's us with the Civic right. Media app.
One more headline, then back to the phones, 844-96-PARTY-CRUDY. Raw Story reporting a January 6th rioter who became famous for posting video footage of himself smoking a joint on the Capitol steps has demonstrated a complete lack of remorse for his actions. Federal prosecutors alleged in a memo asking the court to sentence him to more than 2 months in prison as evidence.
What's the crime? Is it the weed smoking or being on the Capitol steps?
Yeah, he was the rioter. He was one of the rioters. He was charged illegally entering a restricted building, disorderly conduct, impeding government business, disorderly conduct on Capitol grounds, unlawful picketing, and obstruction of Congress. He pled not guilty in April of 21, but accepted a deal. Apparently, they want to do like 2 months. But as their evidence of him showing a complete lack of remorse, Crudy, they cited his Facebook post in the aftermath of the attack. I'm damn proud I was there, the post read. For those of you calling for an investigation, why don't you try investigating these nuts with your chin? So, asking
the
for...
The ever clever these nuts. Oh, jeez.
Oh, yes. Yep,
that sounded... No remorse, Dan. No regret.
No, I think there's no remorse there.
So what do you what could he be subject to? What could be, you know what I mean? Like if he's not getting the 2 months, he's getting 2 years?
No, I think they're asking for the 2 months. There's apparently a deal going on here, and part of that deal is what, the 2 months? So we'll see. We'll see.
Let's go to the phones. We'll see who's there at 844-967-2789. That guy's still in the lake in Oxford, Dom. Rico from Rock County, man. Stay off the ice.
What's up, Rico?
Oh, the only ice is in my glass, man.
Yeah. Ice. It's the happy hour at Rico's house.
Yeah. Hey, we need I think we need a balloon committee. I think we got to have a balloon. We need a balloon committee. And for once, I kind of agree with CJ. You know what? Biden is brilliant. He not only pulled that brilliant okie doke on him on the Social Security issue, he kind of let
a little something slip, CJ. It's 2023. Let's think about 2033. Do you think, just think for a little bit here, CJ, I'm only asking for a few seconds of your time. Do you think electric cars might have figured into that 10-year, and maybe Joe just kind of let that cat out of the bag? Just think about it. That's just food for thought, you know. Something for you to chew on tonight while you're sitting there in the basement, you know. Just wonder if 10 years from now the electric cars don't make a difference. And he did walk the statement back, too, by the way. He did.
Well, it's an observational criticism. I get it. I thought it was perhaps more of a slip. But 10 years, I mean, some of these major auto companies are dedicating themselves that within 10 years they're going to move away from internal combustion engines.
Dom, you missed the point. And at the time, in real time, I'm like, oh, that's a gaffe, Joe. You know, that's not the first Joe Biden gaffe, but don't argue with the Republicans over the viability of the Green New Deal through the concept of 10 more years of oil and petrol production, right? Because I'm like, oh, man, 10 years. Stop arguing that fight. Stop fighting
right?
Well, and then three times he went back to that. He was baiting them, Dom. I didn't see it in real time. But after the fact, in retrospect, by the time they got to the Social Security argument, right, they were ready. They were ready to call Joe Biden a liar. They wanted to call Joe Biden a liar. And then he pulled him in. He already had him in his clutches. And then he all, in unison, made the entire Republican caucus stand up and celebrate. He's recently found advocacy to never cut Social Security or Medicare. I think it was brilliant, dude. That was
glorious. It was glorious.
That might have been Joe's best. I told you, I got a Republican buddy, very political, who said that was the most strategic thing he has ever seen. Giving Joe Biden a hell of a lot of credit, more than you ever do.
Well, I mean, yes, but good credit goes to Joe Biden, no doubt. But, I mean, look at the people he played. I mean, we were talking about it before. Do you think they're going to be hooting and hollering? I mean, this was a hooting and hollering crowd, man. It wasn't. I don't think as hard as it normally would have been to, you know, pull people into such a game.
I bet they were playing a little three card Monty in the back. 844-967-2789. Some of the last grievances of the day. Our pal Wisco Paul, he's got a moniker. Welcome, Paul. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Hey, good afternoon, Devils. Nice show today.
Not a great show, just sort of a fair to middling, mailed it in kind of show.
Ah, nice. You know, nice. It was nice. It wasn't great. It wasn't terrible. It was nice.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go with that. Hey, the GOP is never happy. They're never happy about anything. Hey, I got a quick one. I know you guys talked about it several months ago, but my grievance is against Merrick Garland not taking on the Trump conviction or whatever himself and hiring a special prosecutor to do it. The man's running for president again, for goodness sakes, and it doesn't seem to be going anywhere. I don't know what to deal with Merrick Garland.
Hang on now, Paul. Let me talk you off the ledge here. We only got a few seconds left. Come on, man. Jack Smith laying the lumber down. We announced it yesterday. Former Vice President Pence, he's going to be under oath. He's subpoenaed. I mean, that's like the last guy you talk to before you make a decision to potentially indict.
Dominic, the relaunch, like a phoenix from the ashes, outside the pizza box, coming up at 7 o'clock. Originating right here from WMAD. No, that's not us. WMDX. Mad Radio. And Native Roots Radio. Don't forget, Charlie Behrens and the Grave Digger, noon and 1 o'clock Saturday. Keep it locked.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay.